Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course. Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on! Yeah,
and what's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. Dave Sturcio here in the house for episode 38 of Destruction 101. I am your host, and only voice you hear on this podcast for now. I hope everybody's enjoying their week. I hope everybody's enjoying football season and end of baseball season and the beginning of basketball and hockey season. All my sports fans out there, I hope you're having a good time with all that. I hope all my wrestling fans are excited for a lot of things coming up on the independent front, a lot of things coming up on the WWE front, a lot of stuff going on. I always enjoy the fall. It's my favorite season. I don't mean to sound like a softie. Like, I love when the leaves change colors and shit. No, it's not the case. I like the colder weather, the cooler weather. I'm a big guy, so I tend to sweat. And I tend to get hot a lot faster than most. So I do appreciate a nice cool breeze. And I actually, as I'm recording this, I just got done with my lawn work outside. Did a little raking in the old backyard ski. Took about an hour and a half. Filled up a couple bags. Put them out on the street. Yeah, they said owning a house would be fun, so they lied. No, it's been a blast, and you know, there's things that have come to the forefront very quickly, as far as things need to be replaced or you know, just whatever. It's an older house, so I was well in the know that I'd have to do a lot of stuff, maintenance right away. I mean, right now I'm sitting in my office and. The office is coming along pretty cool. I mean, you got my two laptops set up. You know, I got my desk calendar and whatnot, a couple lamps, a couple mirrors. The paint color in this room is awesome. The acoustics could be a little better. I think I'm going to work on that so there's not so much more of an echo because obviously there's not enough stuff in the room yet to eliminate that completely. But also, I'm going to be, you know, doing a lot more work from home as far as, you know, my voiceover work, my sampling. And my podcast. So definitely have to work on that. But yeah, owning a home is great. We just paid our first mortgage bill. That was a fucking disgrace. I just, you know what it is? It's not even the amount I pay per month because everybody's in the same boat. If you own a home, you're going to be paying anywhere from $17,000 to $3,000 to $4,000. I don't know people's mortgages. But I think it's when you look at the principal, like what's left to be paid and how much your payment is going towards the principal, how much is going towards interest, how much is going towards your taxes. It's just, whew, it's a lot. So like I said, hope everybody's enjoying their week. It is Wednesday as you're listening to this. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. It is show week. I'm always excited, more pumped up for the week when it's show week. WrestlePro returns to the Rahway Rec Center on Saturday, November 18th. Jake Snake Roberts, Jack Swagger, now a future MMA star, will be in the house as well. Who else? There's Rosemary. There's all your regulars. The we're going to crown a silver champion, which I got into a couple episodes ago on how that's going to be crowned. I think it's very unique. A couple Survivor Series type matches and a battle royal with all the survivors at the end of the night. So that'll be cool to introduce. That'll be cool to crown a new champion. I'm really, really excited about this event. And obviously, everything coming forward. I mean, December's pretty stacked up with WrestlePro to close out the year in independent wrestling. There's a lot of cool wrestling things going on right now. Battle Club just had a show where I was the commissioner in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. So they made their New Jersey debut. As opposed to the Bronx and Brooklyn and Queens and wherever else we've been. It was cool to get in Jersey, not pay the toll, so not cross over the GW. So that was cool. But a successful show, top to bottom. Those guys, I mean, some of those guys work so damn hard. And you know, I know there's an ongoing feud between me and Mike Orlando online and at a battle club. But Orlando and Mick Drake and that whole group, they bring it, man. It's fun to watch. It's good entertainment for television, for video purposes. It's really cool, stuff. And I can't thank Carlos enough for giving me the platform to be a little creative. Big congratulations to Joaquin Morales, Money Morales, my commentating partner over at Battle Club, and Five Borough Wrestling was promoted. He now runs half the company. So I guess Carlos felt like, you know what, it was time to give a little responsibility to somebody who's been kicking ass for the whole year we've been there. And, you know, I'm way too busy. I thought about it. I did. I thought about Battle Club. I even thought about WrestlePro. You know, what would it be like, or what would it take to invest in a professional wrestling company? Could I handle it? Could I, you know, go through the motions and promote? And I know I got the promoting down to a science as far as social media and flyering and postering and all sorts of shit, my sales, everything. You know, I know that aspect. I know how to tell a story as far as a booking standpoint. I think I know how to map out a match. I've helped plenty of my friends map out their matches in the past year now. But I know there's a lot more that goes into it. You know, Pat's got it down to a science. Brian up in Creative Pro New York has it down to a science. Like, it's just a lot. There's a lot involved, you know, and it's good to have a school. I can't train anybody. I could teach a couple things. I mean, I was taught by Buck, so everything that I know comes from Pat Buck, Mary Bacara, Danny Moff, the Carinos, those guys. They helped me come up, so I know a little bit, but I can't be a trainer. You know, I'm not good enough to be a trainer. But yeah, I mean, I thought about it, but I'll leave it to the experts right now. Five Borough Wrestling actually just had a show where me and Morales were on commentary. It was unique, a lot of cool matches. It definitely blew away the other show that was in Queens, I believe. I hear just great things about Bree Combination Wrestling. And I know I did one show for them. And I just, from the sources that I've talked to, it's a big clusterfuck up there. And I hope they get the right direction soon. But I'm a big storyteller. And I do believe that if a feud is done right, it can be done on the independents. I know independent wrestling is just that. It's independent wrestling where you find your best wrestlers and you just pair them up together and see what kind of show they could put on. But I think it's a different story. When you could tell a good story on the independents and you have fans invested in your story, whether it be a stable group or it would be a championship reign or it would be an undefeated streak or whatever the case may be, if these fans come back month after month, they know what's going on. They're smart people. I mean, the New York, Pennsylvania crowds are just the smartest wrestling fans between, you know, Philly and Central Jersey, New York. Like, everybody knows what's going on. So it's not like you can pull off something and then, like, the next month somebody debuts a new character and you're like, wait a minute, that was fucking XYZ from the last show. So independent wrestling as a whole, I think, and I've said this before, is on the ups, I think. But it's time to eliminate some of the people that just kind of, it's not that they don't belong, but it's just that they don't, I don't think they get it yet. And it's been a while for them to not get it. So, like I said, I always root for, I root for, you know, my friends in the business, you know, time and time again. Me and Rob Fury have been back and forth with the SWF. And you know, there's been times where I fucking couldn't stand the guy. And then there's times where I'm like, this guy's a good dude. I'm on the good dude side right now. So I, you know, this guy promotes a lot of shows. And when I see him down in South Jersey, he's kind of owning that market. I don't see anybody else running down there. So I think he's doing the right thing. I think whoever is with him as a partner is this, you know, strategically is looking good. And I think that, you know, when you're a wrestling promoter, you know your strengths and you know your weaknesses. I still think that roster needs to weed out the bad, and that goes for other promotions. Not going to name names, but there's a lot of them out there. You know, there's a lot of promotions out there that just don't really deserve the time of day, and they don't deserve people's hard-earned money. So sometimes, and I feel bad because there's a lot of guys on certain rosters where I'm like, wow, they're really fucking good. And then there's just shit. I mean, there is just bottom of the barrel bullshit that's going on in professional wrestling. There's things I don't get. I still don't get the death match. I don't get it. There's people that do it for a living. Fine. You know, like they're friends of mine. Lowlife Louie. He's a good dude. Like he loves that shit. And I don't get it. It's something I'm just not understanding. You know, the explosions and the fucking stabbing people in the face. And I'm like, that's not wrestling. You know, you want to call it street fighting? Call it street fighting. But it's not really pro wrestling. Just because you can put them in a rest hold for a minute, you know, doesn't make it wrestling. I think that it's its own entity. I think it's popular where it's, you know, profound and good for them. But I just think as a whole, pro wrestling needs a little bit of a shakeup and it needs more quality wrestling. You will find that this Saturday, WrestlePro. I don't say it because it's my hometown and my home field or my home company, but just come check it out. $20 at the door. I guarantee you that if you're not impressed with how we do it, I'll buy you a show. I'll get you a ticket to any other show you want to go to. That's the kind of guarantee that I have for WrestlePro because I firmly believe in the product. I believe in the vision of the trainers and the promoters and the writers and the guys that book the show and like the referees, like the talent on the roster. It's going unmatched. And I think before this year's out, I'm going to have my own award show where I'm going to give out yearly awards for specific wrestling. I mean, am I going to give them fucking hardware, like plaques and shit? No, I'm not. I'm just going to talk about it and maybe get a fan vote or whatever. I think it's always good. It's healthy competition. And competition is healthy, I think. I think it's always good. I mean, people say wrestling's fake, and I get where they can come up with that and use that word, but to me, it's just predetermined, and people don't call it a sport because they define sport as something that's a competition between one man and another or one team and another. But if you think about it, these guys, I know that you know who's going to win or lose, but they're competing. They're competing against each other. They're competing against the guy that's next to them. So I firmly believe that it's a shitty thing to say when I drop the or I hear the wrestling's fake thing. I have students all the time ask me, little 10, 11-year-olds, is WWE fake? And I'm like, no, it's not. You know, if I got to pull up some fucking photos of some of my boys getting fucking wrapped around a chair, or even myself, you know, like I just tell them, like show them, you know, when Chris Payne knocked the Christ out of me back in 2013, you know, it was as real as it got, you know, like it is what it is. Anyway, I'm rambling about independent wrestling, and that's cool because that's exactly what the show is supposed to be about. It's supposed to touch on a lot of things, but as far as plugs, go check out, as I said, WrestleProOnline.com for all your tickets. They're probably going to pull the pre-sale tickets off the market on Friday night, so pre-sale will be over. I'm not even sure about Front Rows this show. I'm not sure. I think they're gone, if you could double-check that. Go support Battle Club Pro. Their next show is March 3rd of 2018. Go support Creator Pro New York. They're putting on a free show to kind of give you a taste of what to expect going forward in 2018. And I'm proud to announce now on my podcast that in 2018, yours truly will be doing commentary for Creator Pro New York. So they're finally getting a commentary system going on. They sell all their footage to, I believe, the High Spots Network. So that it's just matches. There's no commentary. So I think when it's all said and done, me and Smart Mark Sterling and Johnny Clash and guys like that have sat down and we've agreed to really enhance that because I think that's the next step that company is going to take. But yeah, 2017 wrapping up with WrestlePro December 8th and 9th, back-to-back nights, Brooklyn and Rahway. So those are the plugs. As far as my podcast friends, go check out The Pat Buck Show, The Pat Buck WrestlePro Show, PBWS, I believe it's called. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, all sorts of shit. The Shining Wizards Network. You can go listen to their podcast every Tuesday night, I still think, is live. And then it's obviously up for your download. Another friend, a good friend, the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Go check those guys out. They are the High Spot Podcast. They are sponsors of the WrestlePro shows going forward in 2017, and I believe the first show in 2018, which I believe is slated for February 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. No announcements have been made yet. I know a little bit, but like I'm not obviously entitled to tell you. So just be in the know that I think WrestlePro will be taking off January and then coming right back in February. So I just can't believe the year as a whole is over already. Like it's kind of mind-blowing when you think about how fast this year went, and there's been a lot of things that have happened in my life personally that I wasn't ready for, and sometimes I was ready for it. And it's checks and balances and highs and lows and peaks and valleys. And this week I was on a low, and it happens. It really does, man. Sunday, obviously, yes, the Cowboys got spanked by the Atlanta Falcons, which I totally understand me being pissed off about it. However, on Friday when I did the Five Borough Wrestling Show, or was that Saturday? No, it was Friday. When I did the Five Borough Wrestling Show in Brooklyn, I had the wonderful Bella, Bella Aristi, who is a fantastic photographer. She's actually Carlos Aristi's sister, which is the promoter of Battle Club Pro. So obviously there's a friendship in there. She decided to you know, have the kindness of her heart, drive from the Bronx to Brooklyn, an hour and a half, just to get to me, to spend 25, 30 minutes with me to get my headshots done. Headshots are for obviously the agency I'm going to be working for all my voiceover work, and they want headshots. So here I was like, okay, great. I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going to fucking love all my pictures, and it's going to be fantastic. And it was the complete opposite. She showed me a couple like on her camera, and I was like, oh, cool. They're going to turn out good. But then she started sending me like edited and finished product pictures to my Facebook Messenger. And I started looking at these things, and I'm just like, wait a minute. That's not me, right? Like, I had this like epiphany where I'm like, oh, I'm ugly. Like, it was very defeating. And I know it sounds cliche, or it sounds like girly, or it sounds just pansy of me to worry about what I look like. But when you're in the public eye, as much as I'm trying to be, you got to look your best and I feel your best and whatever. I've been hitting the gym again. I've been doing the cardio again. I've been feeling better about myself physically. So when these pictures came back to me on Sunday night after the Cowboys lost, I was in total utter disarray where I almost wanted to quit everything. I mean, I was like, wait a minute, if this is how I look after a professional person took these photos of me and I'm supposed to look my very best and I look worse than I ever thought I could ever look, and I probably am my worst critic. You're supposed to be. If you're not challenging yourself to look and feel better every day, what's the point? But I looked at these pictures and I said, holy God, this is bad news. And I'm like, this is what's going to be plastered all over the place, you know? And then I got a friend, J-Rock. You can follow him on all the social medias. He's one of the, I met him through Big Shots in Woodbridge. He's a great, phenomenal MC for Woodbridge, you know, Friday nights and Saturday nights, whatever. Whenever he's there, it's always a good time. Me and him are going to be starting to work with CWE, Charles Westcott Entertainment, starting on December 1st. So that's another thing I'm going to be doing. However, he told me, hey, man, you need a reel. You need a fucking like a mixtape or something to give to your agency so they can put it next to this mugshot that you just took. And that got delayed. And I was just like, oh, my God, like why? Like it was a spiral down effect and it was quick. And what happens when that happens to me is that I can't control it. I'm not good at it. I've never been good at it. It's just something that I need to relook into as far as anger and just rage for like a minute and a half. And it lasted like 24 hours. And you can't talk to me during those times. Like I went radio silence with a lot of people. My own poor wife was on the receiving end of me just being a fucking dick. And I was like, I can't. I was pissed. I was livid for 24 hours because of pictures of how I looked. And I heard that I hear from the best of the best that you're supposed to be your own worst critic, but you're also not supposed to take it out on everybody else around you that you care about. And I did that. And not just my wife. There's other people that in my life that I care very deeply for. And I took it out on them. And I'm just like, what am I doing, man? Like, I was not myself. I think in time I should probably go see somebody again. It worked the first time, and I'm not ashamed to say it or admit it. I got a lot of shit going on, you know, in my life, and I'm a very busy guy, and I tend to stack my plate very, very high so that the simplest gust of wind could knock it all down and all the plates will crash and break and I'll be at rock bottom. So it took me like, you know, I have a group chat, obviously I told you guys a million times, with my friend Raleigh the Stallion and Jay Silva and Kurt Hawkins, and these are friends of mine, you know, and I'm not saying to drop names, like Brian is a good dude, and it's somebody I strive to be like, and I want to be like Brian, I want to be like Jamie, I want to be like Raleigh. You know, guys that can enjoy themselves every day because they have a beautiful wife at home, kids, soon-to-be wife for Raleigh. You know what I mean? Like, these are my role models. I don't have older brothers. I don't. I've been the older brother my entire life. So I'm very thankful for these guys to be in my life as much as they brutalize my everyday life with sports things and fantasy football things and what have you. You know, they know stuff that my wife doesn't even know. And that's the truth. And I know you're not supposed to, like, hold stuff back from your wife. But, like, there's things where in my life where I'm just like, who do I tell? You know, what just happened to me? You know, and, like, it's not, like, dirty, deep secrets or anything like that. But it's just, like, just things that come up in life. And these guys, I believe it or not, it started at the end. I want to say it started at the end of last football season. But they've been better friends. I've talked to those guys more than I talk to my best friends, and it's not a knock on my best friends. We just have different schedules, and even us four have different schedules. Brian's on the road every day. He's doing Raw and he's overseas. And then there's Jamie. He's got his thing going on. He's got a little boy at home. You know, Raleigh works, doing his thing. You know what I mean? So like, I don't have him at all hours of the night, but like, it was really good to have these guys by my side the other day when I needed them the most, because I was really at a very low point and fast. So, I mean, I've been lower. Trust me, I have been. You know, I'll take you back to 2011, 2012, where, you know, had it not been for me being a little girl and a little bitch, I could possibly be dead. You know what I mean? And I'm not afraid to say that because I'm better for it. But, you know, I dated a girl that ruined my life. I'm talking ruined my life, and verbally, mentally, emotionally abused the shit out of me, where I was ready to end all, be all. And little did I know that around the corner was a rec center in Rahway and a guy named Pat Buck starting up a wrestling school. So if you ever want to think about the things that save you in life, you know, me training to become a professional wrestler took my mind away from the stuff that was going on at home. And it wasn't until my first match in September of 2012, where this girl that I was dating went. Okay, she was a miserable, miserable person, and it dragged me down every single day, dragged me through the mud. She literally told me that I was no more valuable than the mud on the bottom of her shoe. And I believed it. I bought her a 60-inch TV for Christmas once. She wanted 65. I'm talking, this girl had me manipulated like you wouldn't believe. Okay, so if you're out there and you're in a relationship where you're questioning, like, I don't know if I can take this anymore, don't. Just get out. Get out now. Because it took me, excuse me, not getting choked up. I literally choked up my water. It took me like 6 months of training at the dojo to break away. And I literally, you know, if you know my wrestling career, you know I went out on that first night and I won the big battle royal and yah, and I'm the made man now in Rawway and everything's great. And I had a after party scheduled for all my friends. And that night, and you can call me a ticket pusher if you want, because it was my first match, I had 157 of my friends and family. Every living Sturcio was at this show. And they saw me get my hand raised on my first night. It was big. It was huge. Nothing could stop me. I was all the way up, all right? And then at the end of the night, you know, everybody's kind of packing up, going home, and everybody that knows me is going to Big Shots for the after party. And the girl at the time was dating me, and she said, you know, fuck everybody else. Like, they're not going to remember you after tonight. I'm going to remember you. I'm going to be there. And for that moment, like, I looked around. I saw a couple of my friends who had heard what she just said, and they just kind of looked at me, and then they looked to the floor, and they're like, whew, man, he's been going through this for like a year and a half now. Like, when's enough enough? And I looked up at her and I said, nah, I'm going to go to the party. She's like, do you want me to come with you? And I said, nope. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I never want to see you again. And I left. And that was it. I don't know where the fuck I was going. Oh, yeah. Depression and anxiety and being upset with low self-esteem. Well, sometimes all it takes is somebody to just brutalize you verbally for a year and a half. And you feel like nothing. Right now, I'm 254 pounds, okay? And I'm a bigger dude. I'm 6'1". I have a bigger build. I might have some chub on me, and that's okay. That's the beer and the pizza and the obsession with Italian food. And I'm at a point right now where I wear a lot of suits, so I'm kind of getting away with it for now. I want to be better. But at the time when I was dating her, this is no lie, I was 204 pounds. 50 pounds less than what I am right now. So if you can see me, 50 pounds less. I wasn't eating. She was starving me. I wasn't allowed to eat certain things. She wanted to date a toothpick, and I wasn't one, and I tried to become one. You know what I mean? Like, people can manipulate you in the worst possible way, and it can serve you a whole shitload of shit to eat for a long, long time, but it's how you react, and it's how you bounce back that makes you and defines you. I said it last night. In a couple motivational posts on my Instagram and my Facebook, that don't let your defeats and your failures define who you are. Just because I didn't make the Nets, you know, that doesn't define me as a loser. It doesn't define me as he almost had a shot but didn't make it. If anything else, it opened up more doors. That audition tape that I posted online, regardless of how many. And it got record-setting likes for me. You know, people were all over the place. I had one guy asking me about voiceover work, and one guy is hiring me to be an MC for a wedding. So my voice on that day got me something else and something better, and I have to look at that going forward. I cannot be the guy to always look at every defeat and say, oh, man, I'm totally screwed. Like, what am I going to do now? Like, life sucks, blah, blah, blah. You have to be positive. I go to school every day, and I, you know, I'm greeted again every day by my student that I'm with every day, and he's always there no matter how shitty I feel, no matter how tired I am. All it takes is for him to say, hey, Mr. S, that's it. That's all it takes. I don't give a shit what he says after that. Obviously, we talk every day, but that's all it takes. Hey, Mr. S, with a smile on his face, like, I'm happy to fucking see you, and that's it. That's all it takes for me to get my morning going. And of course you're going to have your quips and your shitty moments of the day. And even my student does too. I always tell him, reset. Hit that reset button. Let's go. The day's not over. If you say, oh, my day is so shitty. No, man. It's 8 o'clock. You know, you have 5-6 hours to bounce back and have a better day. So, and I tell him that all the time. And I have to start learning to take my own advice, because if I don't, it's going to wind up killing me. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's been one of those weeks where I just want to get to Saturday. I want to have a great show on Saturday. I want to just promote all sorts of cool shit coming up. I want to kill it for every employer that I'm possibly going to have. I'm just going to keep trying. Because at the end of the day, that's all you have to do is keep trying. And, you know, there's too many times I see too many negative people on a daily basis, and I went off and deleted 104, I think it was 104, 105 people off my Facebook list. And look, I'm in no position right now to have less of a following. I need the biggest following possible. I truly do. But when you see the same shit over and over of just bitching and whining and just not appreciating the life that they have right now before it's too late, you know, today is the 1 year anniversary of a good friend of mine's death. 1 year ago, it flew, and he died out of nowhere. And life had given him a very, very unique opportunity to really take care of his little girl. And, you know, he basically hit the lottery without hitting the lottery and bought toys for himself, for his daughter. And you think life is so good. And then all it takes is your heart to just stop. And that's it. Your life's over. You get one of these, man, and I've said this, I mean, this is episode 38, I've probably mentioned this at least once an episode, that you get one life, and it cannot be taken for granted, it can't be wasted on people that don't want to give you the energy. You have, like, for instance, I have 1,200 friends on Facebook, right? I had 13. Now I have like 12 something. So the other day I was thinking about it, and my most popular post, my most popular accomplishment, whatever the case may be, will get liked by 100 people. That's the most. 150 most, maybe. I think the most I ever saw was like 220 or 250, and that's after I got engaged. So that's 250 of your 1,300 people. That means 1,000 people don't give a shit on any of your accomplishments. Not one shit was given by a lot of people. And I'm not holding that against them. I just have to think about it. Think about that for a second. You have, just say, just round even number, 1,000 friends, right? And your best post gets 50 likes. And I understand that likes aren't everything. But if you think about it, somebody is seeing your status, reading your status, is happy for your status, and likes your status. That's all it is. But 50 people. And you're like, wow, I got 50 likes. But does that mean you had 950 dislikes? Or 950 people who said, I don't give a shit about what he just did? That's the truth. You have people who will not care. So those are also people you want to get rid of. Support yourself and surround yourself with people who are going to give a shit about you. Because at the end of the day, like I said, we get one shot to be great at all of this stuff that we do. We get one shot. And I'm going to start taking a lot more shots. Because, and I'm not talking about alcohol, even though that sounds brilliant right about now too, because of the week I've had. But it's, you know, Michael Jordan said it best. And as I leave this episode, I'm going to play some more Gary Vaynerchuk because I love this guy all of a sudden. He's getting me through a lot of shit. But anyway, what was I saying? Shit, I lost my train of thought. Well, that sucks. No, I'm sorry. At first, I was like, oh, no, what are they? I was just saying something. You know, you get one. Embrace one and start taking chances. Don't let your no's conquer your yeses. And like, I don't mean to make this like Tony Robbins inspirational speaking, but sometimes my voice can help somebody. And if you or anybody you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, anything, do not take that lightly. I once did on a bright August day in 2007. Where I didn't take something seriously and I lost somebody very, very important to me. Very important to me. So don't ever take anybody who comes into your life for granted because they're there for a reason. Eliminate the bad. Tell everybody who doesn't care or who pisses you off on the regular to go scratch. But really embrace the people that are there for you, that are comforting you when you're down, that are rooting for your success, and just are overall good people. Take those people, cherish them before it's way too late. I hope to see everybody on Saturday at WrestlePro, www.wrestlepro.online.com for all your tickets and information. Show goes down 8 o'clock. Doors open. Say hello. Shake my hand. Give me a hug. Whatever. I can use it. Okay. Go support all my guys, Shining Wizards Network, B Plus Player Radio. Go support the Pat Buck Show, Gino, Drink with Gino. I think Sean Donovan's now on the airwaves. Go check out all my friends. Support everybody. Support independent wrestling, good independent wrestling. And with your support, it will weed out the bad. Enjoy Survivor Series this Sunday. I'm excited about it. I will not be watching it live. The Cowboys play the Eagles on Sunday Night Football, so that kind of screws me there. I prefer my Cowboys over my wrestling, but I will obviously watch it the next day with knowing what happens. So if anything big happens, I can always just go back and watch. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dave Sturch, DaveSturch. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, I need my Twitter following to get up just a little bit. Facebook.com/Destruction101. It's D-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, so it's Destruction without the D. Follow me on Instagram at Dave Sturch, DAVE STURCH. And yeah, any booking inquiries, find me on Facebook. Shoot me an email, david.sturchio@yahoo.com. I'll see you guys all next week. The following clip has been taken from the Joe Rogan Show. Enjoy.
Gary V, let's wrap this up. Yeah, what should we do? What should people do?
People should fucking stop complaining.
Right.
People should figure out who the fuck they are.
Good call.
People should not listen to America propaganda of fixing the shit they suck at. They should be tripling down on what they're good at. They should be competent in certain areas, but you're not going to become Beyonce or, you know, like your bone structure is a certain way. Like you're not going to solve everything. Your IQ can get a little bit better, but don't worry about the incremental. Figure out what you fucking put you on fire and you're halfway decent at. If you're lucky enough right now to be listening and you're good at what you like, become tunnel fucking vision. Because there's way too many voices telling you what and how. And here's the other thing. And this is the big one, because you have a humongous audience. The biggest thing that I've seen dividends from, have the conversation with the person that's holding you back. The reason most people who are listening right now are not doing that thing is they're worried about the opinion of somebody, usually their mother, usually their father. And the reality is that your spouse may be the person holding you back, and you have to have that conversation.
Cut them off.
We have to get to a place where you're doing you, because the number one thing that scares the fuck out of me is regret. And you're going to sit there at 72 and you're going to say, I wish. And whether that's money or spend more time with your family, there's a million ways to do this. Not everybody wants to buy the jets. Not everybody wants to smoke weed on the beach in the Bahamas. Like, everybody's got a different fucking thing. Figure out what your fucking thing is and stop making fucking bullshit excuses. Who the president is, your mom did this. Like I missed it. I had that idea for Uber. Then why didn't you fucking do it, dick? That's what I think, Joe.
Liquid means rewind. The gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewound.
Search!
Yeah. Way, way, way up.
Search.
Turn it all up. Yeah. Look. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit popping with my family too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada too. I got 2 mortgages, 30 million in total. I got niggas that are still trying fucking me over. I got rap niggas that I gotta act like I like. But my acting days are over, fuck them niggas for life. Yeah, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got people talking down, man, like I give a fuck. I bought this one a purse, I bought this one a truck. I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall. I keep buying shit, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got bitches asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi, so they can talk about the timeline and show me pictures of their friends, just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you niggas, we gon' see. I got money in the court, so all my niggas are free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, fuck all of you niggas, I ain't finished. Y'all don't wanna hear me say it's a go. Y'all don't wanna see win-win 50 or woe. I got real ones living past Kennedy Row. I got real ones with me everywhere that I go. I'm trying to tell you, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Every time I see them, something wrong with their memory. Trying to take away from a nigga. So tired of saving all these niggas, Mike. Yeah. Run up.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from a nigga, fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga.
Flex.